Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, in memory of Dani Morris, Nachman, Daniel, Ben Aryeh, and for Refuah Shlema, Chole Yisrael, and all those looking for their Shidduch, find their Bashir. We are towards the end of studying Av Rabba, the second bracha of Birchos Kriya Shema, and we were up to the sentence, Ki Kelpo Yeshua Sa'ata, Hashem, you are the Almighty, and you do acts of deliverance. Uvonu V'charti, you've chosen us from whom? Mikol Am, from every nation, V'lashon, from every tongue. Last time we spoke about the insight of the Maral, the story of the Meraglim. The Jewish people were sent to Israel to investigate. Eze Lashon Hem Medabrim, Rashi says. What language are they speaking? Eze Lashon. And the Maral told us, if you want to know everything about someone, listen to what they talk about. I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt who talked about. Are they talking about ideas, people, things? If you want to know who someone is, if you want to know their character, listen to what they speak about. So, Uvona v'charta, Hashem, you chose us, Mikol, to transcend, to rise above, to be elevated, Mikol Am, from every people, every culture, v'lashon, to be transcendent in our speech, to talk about meaningful things, to be mindful in what we're talking about, the quality of our conversation based on this Maharam. But I want to share a different insight. I shared part of this several weeks ago on a Shabbos drasha, but I want to give you the full idea now. The Magen Avraham and Orachaim Sim and Samach Zivkot and Beis, Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal Sefer HaKavanos that were collected by his close disciple, Rav Chaim Vital. And he understands the end of Av Rabba has a series of clauses, a series of references to mitzvos that we do. Four of the mitzvos involve remembering an event or idea alluded to here in the bracha of Av Rabba. So the phrase Uvono Vacharta, the phrase that we're up to, that we've been studying, Uvono Vacharta refers to remembering the giving of the Torah. Where did God choose us? Where did He elevate us? When did we get the Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of a Jew? It was just Shavuos, Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. V'kerav Tanu, and you drew us near, refers to remembering Ma'amad Har Sinai. One of these six things we have to remember. We remember the experience of standing at our Sinai, of being a united, cohesive people. We remember what it meant, that revelation, and what it meant to take on that mission. The expression, L'shimcha HaGadol, right at the end of Av Rabba, HaKeravtanu L'shimcha HaGadol Sela Be'emes, L'shimcha HaGadol, says the Arizal, quoted by the Magen Avraham, refers to the mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us. Rashi in Sefer Shmos tells us that Amalek, that Hashem's name will not be complete until Amalek is eradicated. That voice of cynicism, that attack of Amalek, of doubt and uncertainty. Amalek, Hashem's name, the dominion, the providence of Hashem in this world is never complete as long as Amalek is allowed to roam, as long as Amalek is not eradicated. So L'shimcha HaGadol is a reference to the mitzvah to get rid of Amalek. What about the fourth expression? One of the fourth mitzvahs that we have, says the Magen Avraham, according to the Arizal, Lehodos Lecha. Keravtanu L'shimcha HaGadol Sela Be'emes, Lehodos Lecha. So we spoke about what Uvono Vacharta, the Keravtanu, Shimcha HaGadol, what does Lehodos Lecha refer to? So says the Arizal, it refers to the mitzvah to remember when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. Miriam fell prey, she gossiped about her brother, about Moshe Rabbeinu, that our mouths were created to build, to construct, to elevate, to praise, to be positive. And Miriam used it negatively. And we have to remember the consequence, saras, the implications and the impact of using our words negatively. So Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal, these four expressions in the last two sentences of Av Rabba are alluding to four mitzvos that we have, that we should be mindful of, that we should think about. Rav Elimelech Reznik, my son-in-law's Rebbe, Namir in Yerushalayim, he wonders, that last connection, it seems sort of random. Lehodos lecha, to acknowledge and thank God, is the opposite. It's a reminder, don't gossip. Could have been a reminder, lehodos lecha, we express gratitude with our mouth. We have many mitzvahs with our mouth. We daven, we say brachos, we eat matzah, we blow shofar. We have many mitzvahs we do with our mouth. So why was the opposite of lehodos lecha, to remember never to gossip, to remember never to speak Lashon Hara? Rav Reznik has a very beautiful idea. He says that in order for a person to be grateful, who expresses gratitude? someone with an ayin tova, someone who looks for the positive, who identifies the good, who sees that which is worth praising, and sees and acknowledges that which is worth being grateful for. The opposite is lashon hara. Who gossips? Someone with an ayin ra'ah. Someone with a negative eye, hypercritical, always sees the bad, always negative. That's the individual who gossips about the other. So the prerequisite to lahodos lecha, you'll never be a person who expresses gratitude. You don't achieve lahodos lecha unless we can protect ourselves from lashon hara. If we're so negative that we gossip, then we'll never feel gratitude. It's when we cultivate and condition ourselves to be positive people, that's when lehodos lecha, that's when we'll see the positive. So he explains very beautifully this last expression, and the mitzvah it refers to is not random at all, but it's deeply connected. He doesn't mention this, but I'll end with this. This is Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Dalad. It says, Kala she'enea yafos, ein ko gufa tzorach bedika. If a girl, if a potential mate, if a shidduch has beautiful eyes, she has beautiful eyes, you don't need the rest of the resume, the references, certainly you can nix the pics. You don't have to look at anything else. All you have to check out are her eyes. If you see she has good eyes, kala she'enea yafos, ein ko gufa tzorach bedika. You don't have to check or see anything else. So in the Menachem Tzion, Rabbi Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he quotes this Gemara and he says, what does that mean? What does that mean? How do you know you're attracted to her? Just because she has nice eyes, you don't have to check out anything else? He says, it's not talking about her appearance at all. Kala mistakelas alachirim v'ala olam be'inayim tovos, he roa rakes atovos ayafa shebekol achad, he bevadai mushlemes b'chol amaylos. If you want to know whether she's a worthy mate, see if she has an ayin tov. Is she a positive disposition, a simchas achayim? Does she give the benefit of the doubt? Does she look positively as others? All you have to see, not meaning anatomically her eye, but it means does she look at the world through a positive lens? You know everything you need to know. Kala she'enayim enea tovos, you know everything you need to know. And that is lehodos lecha at the end of Avraham.